Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Cool fact, a crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Also, you can get health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. UnitedHealthcare short-term insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
Welcome to Tipsy Tourism, the podcast where we visit top tourist attractions whilst enjoying some alcoholic beverages in an incredibly responsible manner. My name is Chelsea and I'm in charge of choosing the activity.
And I'm James and I choose the drink, but...
Big but.
There is no trolley today.
No, that's because we are on our holidays. Woo-hoo! In sunny, actually it is quite sunny, North Wales.
Shemai. So far, we have been to Harrods.
Yep.
Up at the O2. Mm-hmm. Hampstead Heath. And the Postal Museum.
Our favourite so far as well.
Thanks to everyone who sent postbox pictures as well to us.
Oh my goodness,
there's so many pictures of postboxes in my inbox.
We've had so many. So if you don't know what we're going on about, you just need to go and listen to the previous episode, okay?
Episode 4.
But in today's episode... we are off to...
yeah.
Port Merion.
Ooh. Now, if that was me a couple of weeks ago, I wouldn't know what that was.
Honestly?
Yeah.
You've never heard of it before?
No.
Well, we'll come on to the basic info around it in a second. But most importantly, I'm feeling a bit thirsty and I could do with a drink.
Now, there is no drinks trolley today, mm-mm, but...
oh, a plastic bag.
There is a drinks bag.
Oh, God.
So.
High class and quality.
In the bag, I have today's drink, which is this. It is...
port.
A port.
Because we're going to Port Merion.
Port Merion.
I see what you've done there, James.
And we're having a port. Now, I love a sherry or a port. Any fortified wine.
Anything your grandma drinks.
I am 82 and my name is Edna. But a port and a sherry are just absolutely delicious and I love them. We're not going for sherry today. We're going for port, which means a fortified wine from Portugal. And I've got a different one in the bag for when we get back home.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I love port. It's so good. So I've picked this one.
Mm-hmm.
This is Cockburns.
Sure.
So you're getting... have you had this before?
I've never had Cockburn before, no.
First one for you. So it's a ruby Cockburn. So it's a... they also do a tawny.
Oh, do they?
So try that.
Oh, thank you. Oh, so, I like that you bought nice glasses.
Yes!
Did you pack these from home?
Yes!
Aw. Yeah, so I'm trying this because James has got to drive us to the activity today. So... you can have a little sip, right?
I'm not going to really. I'm just going to smell it because I don't really like that.
But, yeah, okay.
You can have that now. So while you drink it, actually, I'll tell you what a fortified wine is.
Before you do, because I don't want people switching off the podcast straight away, don't worry, guys. We are going to be at Port Merion for, like, hours. So, James, you can have a little port there, right?
Yeah, I can have one there.
A little taste.
Yeah.
And I will 100% make sure he catches up when we get back and do our review, okay?
Okay, fine, yeah.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Okay,
yeah.
Let's have a little cheers to go your on. Smelling port there.
So what do you think of that, Cockburn?
Right, let me give me a little sniff.
I think Cockburn's from Porto in Portugal.
Okay. We've been there.
We have.
And we've been on a port tour in Porto.
Yeah, we went to Taylor's though, not Cockburn's.
No.
Try your Porto wine.
Sorry.
Fortified basically just means make stronger, like fortify, like build a castle.
Oh, so it's like wine but better.
Well, they take normal wine, I think. I might have got this a bit wrong.
Right. I love it when we get to James's part and it starts to be scattered with the I thinks.
Yeah. No, but they take normal wine and then they fortify it by adding spirit. That's okay. What they do. So they're like,
whoa,
usually,
this has got a spirit in it.
Yeah, grape spirit or something like that. But it is basically additional alcohol to, and then they age it. So you sometimes get a ruby or you can get a more aged one.
Right.
And then they become more expensive.
So what's this one? This is a ruby.
That's a ruby.
So why didn't you buy me a more expensive
one?
Well,
you wait and see what I got when we get back to the Airbnb.
I'm a massive fan.
Different to sherry, but not because sherry just comes from Spain.
I don't want to like point out the obvious, but can I just check with you? You've selected port literally because it's in the name of Port Merion.
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah, fine.
To be fair, compared to your last picks, that is quite a strong reason.
Yeah. No, I think it works well.
Would you like to know a little bit about where we're going to then?
Yes.
Okay, so we are off to Port Merion. And before this week, when we've been in North Wales, I just thought it was called Port Merion. Everyone calls it Port Merion.
That's what I would say.
But when I've been chatting to the locals, they've been putting that extra little thing on it and I can't quite get it right. But it does make sense. If you look at how it's spelled, it's Port and then it's M-E-I-R. I-O-N. So it's not actually Port Merion. It's Port like Merion.
Port Merion.
So I feel like you have to put on your little Welsh accent and that's how you nail it.
Yeah.
But go on, you say it. I feel like you're going to struggle.
Port Merion.
Sure.
Brilliant.
Great. Port Merion is a tourist village in Gwynedd, North Wales. It was designed and built by Sir Clough William Ellis. And this is the mad thing, he started it in 1925, but he didn't really complete it until 1975.
Lazy bastard.
No, I just think he just did loads.
It's big.
Yeah, it's absolutely massive. And basically, the whole thing is in the style of an Italian village. But he's incorporated, like it's on a cliff face and he's incorporated bits of the cliff into the buildings. It's super colourful. And it's one of those places that you'll see on like your TikToks, your Instagrams, your YouTubes, where people are like, guess what? This isn't Italy. It's North Wales.
Right, okay.
Yeah. So it's a massive, massive tourist attraction. If you're from North Wales especially, which I am, you will know of it. But I think if anything, thanks to like Instagram, it's getting more and more popular. So when we were doing our North Wales road trip, I thought we absolutely had to stop by.
We're so close.
In terms of when it's open, it's actually open all year round. The only day you can't get in is
Christmas Day.
Wow, how did you guess that?
That's what I was going to say. I nearly said Easter Monday, but I was like, I went for Jesus'
well
birthday.
Done. Well done. Oh, speaking of which.
Jesus.
Yes.
Baban Iesu.
Well done.
Yes.
The only Welsh that James has learned this week is...
Baban Iesu.
Which means...
Baby Jesus.
Baban.
Baban is baby and Iesu is Jesus.
There we go. So, big learns going on this week. Yeah. It costs £15 to get in. Concessions are £12. Children are £9. And under fives are free. And I do believe there are some discounts in place for family tickets too. So, there's your basic information. But when we get there, as standard, we will both be vying for some interesting facts to tickle your cultural taste buds.
Yes.
Have you actually done any research?
I have.
This week? Have you? No, but just... Seriously, James, actually, have you done research?
I have.
Does your research involve an internet site?
Yes.
That is free to the public?
Yes.
Have you done anything beyond Wikipedia?
Don't worry about me.
Oh, God. But before we go, I do want to just quickly check in. The point of this holiday was to show James where I'm from. Because you've only been to Wrexham, really.
I have.
Yeah.
And I think that Wrexham is obviously beautiful.
Obviously.
But there's more to Wales than Wrexham.
There certainly is. So
Shirley Bassey.
I mean,
Tom
she's
Jones.
Not from North Wales. He's not from North Wales.
Kelly Jones.
Not from North Wales. You're doing a terrible job.
I'm just
job.
Saying about Wales in general.
I know, but we are in North Wales right now.
I know. Okay.
What are you making of it so far?
Honestly.
Yeah.
Bloody love it. Come here. It's absolutely beautiful.
I mean, we have totally lucked out. It's a massive heat wave and we could not be more grateful to not be in London right now because everyone is just melting. Yeah. Whereas we're on the coastline and it's actually bloody beautiful.
It's nice and cool. A couple of days ago, I went to the I'm a Celebrity Castle.
Mm.
Amazing.
Yeah, it was really, really fun. James, I've never seen James take so much interest in a tourist attraction. Oh, we should have done a podcast there.
We should have.
Nah, bollocks. To be fair, there wasn't that much. It only took about half an hour.
It was really good, though. I looked at none of the history of the castle. I just looked at the production stuff about when ITV were there filming. That's all I was looking at.
We also went to, can you say it? Starts with an L.
Leeds.
North Wales.
The toboggan place.
Yeah?
Llandudno.
No, say it properly.
I don't know. I've
forgotten. Come on. I've said this to you so many times. Honestly, double L is
clan.
A... So it's Llan.
I can't do it.
No, just come on.
Llan.
No, you're over-pronouncing. Just, it's literally your tongue up to the roof of your mouth, through the teeth.
Llan.
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 I mean, that's the right sound.
Llan did know.
I mean, that's pretty, do you know what? I'm going to take that.
Oh, okay.
You're missing the ll, but you've got the right sound, so that's okay.
Llan did know.
Do you know what? I'm really happy with that, James.
Good.
You've been working on that. I like it.
I haven't.
And for those of you who want to know, Llan in Welsh means church.
Does it?
It does.
Tai Coch means red house.
We're going there tomorrow. And we should probably head off to Port Merion now.
Let's go.
Give me a little cheersy. Right, I'm going to finish my little pot. James, am I going to be absolutely wasted?
Yes.
You're going to be sober as a judge?
Yeah.
Ooh. Right, we'll speak to you in Port Merion. We've just pulled into the car park, and to say that everyone is leaving.
Oh my god.
We'll be like, James, we've got here quite late.
Advantage though, peak car parking spot.
Oh my god, we are literally at the entrance. It is a beautiful thing. But we only have, I mean, this is classic us, turn up with only like an hour and a half to go.
Yeah.
But hey, that's all we need.
We'll just zoom round.
I'm all about a bit of quick tourism, but a massive thing that I think may foil us.
Go on.
I've got that bottle of port in my backpack.
Well, you need to secrete it at the bottom of your bag.
Stop using secrete. I have told you once, I'll tell you again, that is not. It does not mean what you think it means.
Then
there'll be no secretion of hidden port today.
It is a big bottle, so I understand. Right, let's go in.
Okay, but are we worried that they're going to have a security check? Well, I guess there's only one way to find out.
Rubber gloves, let's go.
We have had a double whammy of good news.
Yeah, we have.
Number one, did not check our bags, most importantly.
Oh, yeah.
Number two, it's last entry at 5:30. We can stay till 6:30.
Yeah, and then they were like, if you could just leave, then that would be appreciated to give the hotel guests some privacy.
And residents, i.e., do you reckon people live here?
Well, that's what residents...
Do they just mean hotel residents?
I think hotel residents.
Right. Right, that would make more sense, actually. So, basically, we've got plenty of time and we've got plenty of ports to keep us going. Though, well, I say that, I do.
Well,
you can have a little sip.
I can have a little sip. I'll have to make up when I get home.
Yes, you definitely will. In front of us right now is the big old map of Port Merion. And the guy, Oscar, I think his name was, the guy who let us in, he said his favourite bit is the woodland walk.
Okay.
So we should do that at some point. But first of all, I feel like we need to go to the place that's really well known. The bit you will have seen on Instagram. Really colourful. Let's go there now.
Let's walk down to the town.
We are now stood where the, I would call it, the postcard view is of Port Merion village.
Yeah, basically Google it now.
Yeah.
And that's probably what we're looking at.
There is lots of different like buildings, like cute terraced houses, all in different pastel colors. You've got a big domed roof here, which could be like a church or a vestry.
Yeah,
and it's
a bit Vatican-y.
It is, and yeah, it definitely does have those Italian vibes that it spoke about. And it's just super colourful, like from the houses to the plants.
and there's a bright blue turquoise pool in front of us, which the kids are splashing about in, and I'm not going to lie, I would love to just fully dunk my head face first into that.
Yeah, it's very warm today. It's super warm.
But we are dodging and darting in and out of the shadows. We'll be fine, James. We'll say, I feel like this is a really good top tip. It is now 4:30.
Yeah.
It's pretty quiet.
Oh, there's just a few little kids running around being idiots. And apart from that, it's really nice and quiet.
Yeah, so I imagine today it was very busy.
Yeah.
Because we're in summer holidays. It's beautiful weather. But come a bit later, you'll have the place to yourself, basically. And as they said on the front reception desk, yes, you need to kind of be leaving around 6:30. But if you stay close to 7, you know, no one's going to arrest you.
Yeah, I think actually my watch is a bit slow today, so I hope we don't outstay
our
welcome.
James, we are really good tourists.
Yeah.
Brilliant tourists. Oh my God, James, it's one of your favourite things in the world.
The plane.
Oh, is it a plane?
Well, you think that's a helicopter?
I don't know. It's just a noise in the sky. Can it naff off, please? That's just the sound of the squeakiest boots I've ever heard in my life.
Biker boots.
They are biker boots, but they've got a right squeak on. Hang on, let's see if he moves again. I want to know if you can hear it on these. Let's go a bit closer. James, we need to buy that poor man some WD-40.
Yeah. Bit of lube on those boots, mate.
That's what all the proper bikers do.
Right.
Oh, would you like a quick little nugget of a fact to get us going?
Yeah.
So, this year, 2021...
That is the correct year.
That's a fact. Is that interesting? No. Port Merion was selected as one of the top 10 UK attractions Lonely Planet. It was.
Okay. Well, we're here.
Yeah.
And I'm yet to decide whether it is top 10.
Well, we will soon work that out.
So I'm not throwing that into the yes pile yet.
No, that's just to, like, warm us up, get us limbered up for the facts.
Don't like the way that they've placed a bin there. I think they should make, like, a Disneyland in America. I haven't been, but I've heard that there's no litter just because of the magic of Disney. And
Gross.
I think they need here... There's just a big brown wheelie bin, and I think they need to hide that.
Go on, take a photo of it.
Right,
I'll put this on the Instagram. If you're not following us already, it's at Tipsy Tourism.
Can we go in here?
Is it the men's loop?
No, well, actually, it is toilets, which is hilarious. But this is where they put a... Do they call it a bust?
That's when it's the shoulders, but it's just the face,
just
right?
Just his head. This is the guy, Clough Williams Ellis, architect of Port Merion.
Oh, he's the guy that we spoke about before.
That's what he looks like.
I love it. Can you hear the leaves flushing in the background?
No.
I can't believe they put the main fella literally in the middle of the men's and the ladies' loos.
They put him in the toilet.
Why have you done that?
That's
your founder.
Terrible. Why have you put that here? Speaking of Mr. Clough, is he called Clough?
Cloughy, yeah.
So
C-L-O-U-G-H, Clough.
Loads of famous, echoey. It had loads of famous people who came here over the years. George Harrison.
Oh, really?
Noel Coward, Jerem.
Off of theatres.
Theatre man. He came and wrote some plays and stuff here. And Edward, Prince of Wales. So when Edward came here, I know something about this.
Are you vying for an interesting thing?
He came to visit in 1943. What's he called? Mr. Founder, William Ellis.
Clough,
William Ellis. He added a private ensuite to one of the hotel rooms.
Right.
For Prince Edward.
Right.
And he also increased the village's entrance fee to £1 to keep the day trippers down that day.
Hang on. It was only £1. That's a bloody bargain.
Well, I have also worked that out in today's money.
Okay, please.
So £1 in today's money is, have a guess.
£15.
£43.
Okay. Wow, you really wanted the riffraff out.
Yeah, so only like rich poshos of the day could be in the grounds when Edward was here.
Oh my God. Oh, Clough. I love that. I love stuff like that. It is social history, like my favourite type of thing. So absolutely, ticking
bing, bing,
that
bing.
Off.
Do the bing. So I've got something else about the price.
Mm-hmm.
The cost of a day pass, I know I was just chatting about the day pass price, that could go suddenly up or down in the middle of the day if the village got too busy. Like suddenly, it suddenly wouldn't go down, it would go up.
Oh my God, a bit like, what's the theme park? Roller Coaster Tycoon?
Can't remember.
Hang on.
Theme Park World?
No, Roller Coaster Tycoon is where you built theme parks.
Yeah.
And when it got really busy, you would up the admission sales at the start because you knew you were going to make way more money. So basically, they do the same as that. I love that so much.
Well, he clearly did play Roller Coaster Tycoon because that's what he did. And also, he did it for the reason it says here that he wanted his residents to feel relaxed and at home while they were here. So not too many riffraff or people here.
It was a way to like curb the busyness.
Yeah.
I'm guessing that's not a policy now though.
No, that's been scrapped.
Oh, I quite like that element. Well, I'm not going to give you the second one just because I've just given you one, but I really like that.
Okay, good. Hello? Testing. Come into my boat.
Oh, hi. What's the name of your boat, please?
Muck.
Muck. We're in Wales, not Scotland.
Oh, damn. Shemai Ahoy.
There we go.
Baban Yesi, that's what it's called.
Baby Jesus?
Yeah.
Okay.
Baban Yesi.
Right, now let's head out because I have actually, we're down by the hotel now.
Come on.
I just hit my head. Which is at the quayside, and I have got something interesting about hotel prices and how to save money.
Come on then.
Oh, there's some benches over here. Should we go on that?
Yeah, okay.
I've become such an old person, I just need to sit down at every single point.
Let's sit down. Oh, brilliant, another bin.
So, Hotel Portmeirion is seen as one of the top ones in the area.
Meirion.
And I did take a look at us staying here tonight.
Yeah.
But...
No.
Didn't quite reach our budget. My budget was about £70 per night. Not possible here. It was around £250.
Whoa,
for the night. But I wanted to put this forward to you because if you did want to come here, and there are perks for coming and staying here, if you book out of season in November,
yes,
you can get it as cheap as £105.
Okay.
That's a great discount, isn't it?
But it will be chilly.
It will be chilly, but I bet you'd have the place to yourself.
Yeah.
And that is the other perk about this place. In general, the general public are supposed to go home around 6:30. However, if you're staying at one of the hotels, and they've got a few, you're free to have a little roam around.
Is there more than one hotel here?
Yes, yeah, so the one behind us is the main one. This is Hotel Portmeirion. But you've also got a castle. That we came past that when we went into the car park. And then there's also village rooms. So back up on the piazza, you can actually stay on the piazza.
Oh, look at that. There's another guy staying on like a roof terracey bit.
Oh my God. Oh, I think they do have like self-catering accommodation as well. So there's lots of different things. But one of the main perks is that you do not get kicked out. You can stay here and basically it'll feel like your own tiny little village. The other way to get free entry into here, and this is really good, and I wish we had done it, but it was fully booked, right? All you need to do is book yourself a two-course lunch at the Castle Brasserie. It'll cost you £23, but it will come with a free day ticket. And the day ticket's £15, so essentially you're going to get a two-course meal for £8.
Bugs.
That feels like the way to do it, don't you think? When I last looked, it does book up quite quickly, so if you are thinking of coming in peak season, definitely do it a few weeks, probably like a month in advance. That's what I'd recommend.
Two courses,
or you could do an afternoon tea,
yeah,
which is £25, or you could do a Sunday lunch, which is £25.
Okay.
At the Hotel Meirion, and that's two courses too.
Good.
Can I have that?
Yes.
Woo! We like saving people money.
Number two.
Should we have a drink?
Booze time. Right. Get your new plastic glasses out.
Oh, we haven't explained that. We dipped into the gift shop and they had these really quite nice plastic wine glasses. We thought these are going to be well expensive. Look at these are lovely.
How much are they?
£2.50 each.
Yeah.
Can you get a couple of those?
Yeah. £2.50 for
£2.50.
Plastic glasses.
I said, I'll have them.
Reusable. I mean, we were going to have to drink out of the bottle.
Yeah, so it's now become a very classy affair. So let's go find ourselves a place. We could go on the woodland walk.
Wine for the walk.
Wine for the woodland walk.
It's not a wine for the walk. It's a fortified wine for the woodland walk, just to be very clear.
Oh my God, tongue twister. Too much. Brain can't handle.
Right. As we begin the woodland walk.
Yeah.
Get it back open. Lovely. Ooh.
Get our brand new glasses. I mean, do me a cheers, James. Mm. Ready? Oh, that is the sound of quality. Oh, would you like a little bit? I know you're driving, so only a little slurp for
just
you.
Just a little bit.
There you go. Pop that back in.
Just a little bit.
Oh, lovely.
See, it's fine because it's warm.
Mm. It is nice.
Right. Should we get on?
Hang on, let me finish. You're right, because you had like a tiny little shot's worth. I've got loads. We'll say, very easy to bring your own alcohol in here. I haven't read anything that you can't. I don't think we're breaking rules.
No.
I guess you could bring a picnic.
I think so.
That would be lovely to do here.
No one's arrested us yet. I think it's like got its own laws.
Maybe.
It feels like its own little town of its own.
Oh, can I have a little bit more?
Yeah.
Honestly, that's gone straight to my head. I love it. James.
Yeah?
I've just checked the map. You know this woodland walk is 30 to 40 minutes.
30 or 40 minutes of drinking time for you. Look at that. That's a proper fit tree.
What? An Australian alpine ash. Eucalyptus. Whoa. I didn't realise they were so big. Did you?
Oh, that's like a... When you draw a tree as a kid, it's a proper...
It's a whopper. It's a big one.
Go on.
I must say, it didn't take long, but I feel like we are quite off the beaten track.
Yeah, no one here. It's brilliant.
I have never seen anyone post about this bit of Port Merion. It's always the pretty colours, and we're now surrounded by nettles. Put your arms up. Put your arms up.
Oh, you hear that snatch?
Ah, it's got me on my stomach. Damn me for wearing a bloody crop top.
I'm not wearing a crop top.
I really wish I'd put my trainers on.
Right, left or right?
Right. We're going right. So, we are coming up to the bit I wanted to show you, James. That I spoke... Can you hear how heavily I'm breathing? It's been very uphill.
It's like seven steps.
Shh. I'm running the London Marathon. I'm going to die.
The dancing tree.
Oh, this wasn't what I was showing you, but this is wonderful. There's a tree in front of us and...
It's not dancing.
Well, it looks like it is moving because the trunks are like woven around each other. It's beautiful.
It's not dancing though, is it?
However, it's these stairs that we're going up, I'm afraid. And I'm going to show you something that the bloke at the start told me, because I snuck to the side. I was like, can you tell me anything interesting, please? Is that cheating?
No, it's being resourceful.
I was being resourceful. And he said, okay, people who work here know about this. And if you look carefully on a map, you'll see it. But most people who come here do not come here or know about it. And you certainly won't see any Instagrammers taking photos here. Okay?
Where is it?
Right, follow me up these stairs. So you know I said go up those stairs?
Yeah.
Don't go up those stairs. We've just discovered that is the wrong way.
Done a U-turn, a U-y.
We were going so far off the map. But instead, here it is. Okay.
Oh, okay.
Welcome to Port Merion's Dog Cemetery.
Wow. And you say this isn't on Instagram. Oh my God.
And it's a very lovely sunny day, so the sun is streaming through the trees.
Yeah.
Which gives it kind of like an ethereal vibe.
Is there any famous dogs here? Like Lassie or...
Oh, let's have a look.
Mabel from Blue Peter.
Here we go. We've got... Trixie, died 29th of December 1987, aged 15 years, loved and always remembered.
That's by who?
By Trixie's owners. Oh, look over here, they've got fresh flowers. Oh, isn't that lovely?
There's a big carving of a dog here, and it's more actually like a bear.
It's a massive
dog. That's massive.
Yeah.
It's quite nice.
It's lovely.
don't know what it's called, but just come back over here. Like, there's some interesting, there's a lot of Jesses.
Yeah, there's a lot of dogs called Jess.
But there's one here called Sonia. And the, so a dog, dog Sonia has died. It says, our darling standard poodle.
I think that's a type of poodle.
Oh.
I don't think they're being nasty. Because look, look, it says, at rest next to her best friend Sally. And then Sally says, our darling standard poodle.
Okay.
I think it's a type of poodle. I don't think they're being like, she was very average.
I've never heard of a standard dog before.
I haven't either, but I'm just assuming that's the case.
What make of dog have you got? I've got a standard poodle. Let me look at some names. Okay. See some dog names from years gone by. Nelson. Nelson's got a picture.
Oh.
Nelson. Big fluffy thing.
Do you know what's really bizarre? Like, they're not all from the same year, so these have been added every now and again.
He gave us love, he gave us joy. He truly was his father's boy.
Oh, this is very cute.
Look at this one.
What?
Bracky.
Bracky?
Yeah. Bracky, we love you. Born in 1975, died in October 1990.
It was 25. What?
15.
75 and... Oh.
Yeah. What did you get at GCC Maths?
I got a B.
Yeah. Jackie was 15.
This is properly beautiful. We know people who love their dog. We don't have a dog.
No.
But imagine if you were able to say, my dog is laid to rest at Port Merion.
I wish I bought some flowers for one of them.
I know. I didn't know before we came, otherwise we could have bought some flowers. That would have been lovely. Right, let's go back. Oh, another Roger.
Bye, Roger.
Bye, Elsa.
Bye, doggos. We have not come across anyone here.
It is getting
late. Perfect for drinking without being caught or told not to drink.
I might just have a little sip out the bottle, you know, as we're on the move. Oh, we're about to descend a hill and I've got a massive bottle of port in my hand. Pop. Mm. Just what I needed. That's really nice, that.
It's not bad, is it?
Honestly, where did you say you bought it from again?
Like a wine shop called, a port speciality shop.
All right.
Londi.
Londi?
Londis.
The Londis.
Londis.
In Aversock.
Yeah, so they specialise loads of stuff.
Oh, do they?
Londis.
So basically, this is the only port they had in the Londis, wasn't
it? Yeah, it's a little family-run thing from Jeff Londi. What's it called again?
Cockburns.
Are you loving the Cockburns?
I am loving the Cockburns. Genuinely.
I'm normally not a fan of it.
Oh, genuinely, it is quite nice.
Right, let's get back to the main Port Madden. No, what's it called? Port Merion. Port Merion. Oh.
Genuinely, we're in the central piazza, the bit you've seen loads.
Yeah, and you know when we said it was pretty empty earlier?
We are the only people here.
Yeah.
Sat at a table with the most glorious view with our port.
It's absolutely wonderful.
Honestly, please just come at the end of the day. Right, I've given you the tiniest bit. We have been here a while now. Oh, by the way, we did the Woodland Walk in exactly 30 minutes. We didn't beat it. Though that they say 30 to 40 minutes, so I still think we're quite athletic.
And we are sat about 3 metres from... Well, there's a beautiful swimming pool a couple of metres away, and in the middle of it is a fountain.
Yes.
Big, grand base, and the most pathetic stream of water coming out of it. It is absolutely... It's like a water fountain in a school.
I can prove how pathetic it is. Let me go up to it.
How are you going to get to it?
It's okay. I can jump over. Do you think I'm going to...
Yeah.
Do you think I'm going to fall? Oh, that is quite far.
There's no way you'll... You will fall in.
Okay. Okay, I'm taking my sandals off. I've got very dirty feet after that woodland walk, so this is actually going to be luscious. Right, I'm going for a dip, guys. All for the sake of great audio.
She has had
audio.
3 ports by now.
Right, I'm going in. Oh, that is beautiful. And here is the sound of the mega fountain.
Can you hear it?
I've had stronger pisses.
It is absolutely pathetic.
But I'm coming back, I'm coming back. I want a little port.
Where is everyone gone?
Please come at this time.
Yeah.
If you're in the area, wait for a sunny day and then just come right at the end of the day.
In theory, we've got to be out in 20 minutes.
Right, now I've had another top up. I'm ready to tell you that this probably won't be of any surprise to you. This place has been used numerous times for TV and film.
I would expect so.
Yeah.
I know one, actually.
Do you?
Yeah.
Oh my God, go on, say it.
Cold Feet.
Yes.
Cold Feet, the final episode was here.
Yeah, and do you know what? That's the most recent one they've got on the list that has been filmed here. That was 2003. And
what
was it? I think it was quite a sad, no spoilers, like don't listen for the next 15 seconds, but I think someone died and they scattered the ashes.
They did
here.
Scatter the ashes here.
Yeah.
Because it reminded them of happy times and happy visits. That's why.
Was the main character a dog?
No, it wasn't part of the graveyard.
I've never seen Cold Feet, but that would be very fitting, wouldn't it?
No, it was a human.
Right, would you like to know the other shows?
Yeah.
Right, I'm not going to lie, some of these, never heard of in my life. Kipps.
No.
1941.
Before I was born.
Danger Man.
Danger
Mouse. 1959. No. The Green Helmet.
That sounds bad.
You'll know this one. Doctor Who.
I've heard of that. Who was the Doctor?
Well, it was in the 70s. So okay. Probably Tom Baker. Citizen Smith. Brideshead Revisited.
No. Nope.
Treasure Hunt.
No. Nope.
The Tripods. Okay, you'll know this one.
Yeah.
Top Gear.
Top Gear's been here.
1987.
Oh, that was old Top Gear with Tiff Nadell.
Who?
And Jeremy Clarke. It's like the original Top Gear lineup.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Well, interestingly, when I Googled that, because I wanted to find out more about the episode, I actually saw that the newest Top Gear have recorded here as well.
Have they?
Or I think they began the episode about North Wales here. So this list isn't up to date. I think Top Gear have done a little revisit. And the biggest one, there's a gift shop all about this one, was a television programme from the 60s called The Prisoner.
Now,
filmed on location at Port Merion.
Yeah, there's like lots of references to The Prisoner around here. And I have never heard of
Me
it.
Me neither. Will you do it as a little Google?
Yeah, okay. The Prisoner.
Oh, go on. Put your best cinema voice on. Go on. We'll make a little trailer for it. Oh
the
my
prisoner.
God. Did you just burp?
No, that was me doing a deep voice.
Okay, sorry.
The Prisoner is a 1967 British avant-garde social science fiction television series about an unnamed British intelligence agent who is abducted and imprisoned in a mysterious coastal village where his captors try to find out why he abruptly resigned from his job.
Cut.
What?
You've lost your cinema voice. Can you go back into it, please?
Where his captors try to find out why he was abruptly resigned from his job.
That's mad, isn't it?
That actually sounds really good.
So the start of the first episode is something like, he resigns from his job from a government secret service post or something, and then apparently prepares to leave the country in a hurry.
Right.
But as he's trying to do so, he's rendered unconscious by a knockout gas piped into his flat. This actually sounds like a pretty good...
Should we watch this? That does sound probably good. And like, I genuinely believe it's really famous. Like, we've never heard of it, but maybe our parents have. So, all I'm saying, James, is I think it's quite interesting to come somewhere and get a TV recommendation.
Yeah, you can have it.
Yes!
It's going on.
Only because I think we would watch that.
I'm going to give it a go. I mean, there's only one series. Interesting. It's not like Mad Men.
Is it on Netflix?
It was on ITV. It's probably on YouTube.
Oh, I better be on BritBox. Right, we will look in between now and getting back to where we're staying. We'll have a look at where we can possibly find that.
Yeah.
And if not, we're going to have to find a bootleg version. By the way, you know I told you about the man with the squeakiest boots in the world yesterday? Well, we've got a new contender, which is James in his brand new trainers that he's put on today. James, I'm actually going to get low down to the ground.
Yeah.
I'm going to try and capture your squeaks. Come and walk past me. Are you sure it wasn't you before?
No, that was Mr. Biker Man.
No, they are pretty bad. I swear they weren't squeaking before. Have you seen the biker guy and thought, I want a bit of that? You need to get some lube. James.
Yeah.
Tell me something. We are leaving.
Yeah.
Because it's actually 6:45 p.m.
Yeah, we're going to get kicked out.
But we're missing one thing.
Yeah, so... I do know one other thing.
Okay.
So, this place is where they hold Festival Number 6.
Oh, here. Yes.
So they have bits in the main town bit, and then the fields just out past there, the entrance, are where they have the big main stage and right. the other stuff, and then the camping fields all around that.
Do you know, that's really interesting, because I did know about Festival Number 6, and they always use Portmillion's photos, and I thought, there's no way that is actually in the festival, but it is.
No, well, the majority of it is out there, but I guess you can wander through. This is not like the VIP bit, this is just part of it, but I guess the majority of people want to go and watch stuff at the main stages and the fields.
In the fields.
Yeah. So the main field over there is where they do stuff. But in 2016, it got bigger and bigger. And when it gets more busy, they need more parking. So they ran out of parking space. So they asked the local rugby team, can we use your field to shove some cars on? And they were like, yeah. But what they didn't tell the people who were driving onto the fields was that the land is a floodplain. And as luck would have it, that year, there was some torrential rain.
Oh, God.
Real bad rain. And the car park flooded.
Oh, my God.
And some people took 7 or 8 hours to get out of there, had to be dragged out by tractors. Some cars didn't get out. And they and they had to stay another night in, like, a local leisure centre or something close by. Not the way you want to end the festival, when you just want to go home.
I find that stuff fascinating.
They got into big trouble because they were like, why did you put everyone on that field when you knew it was a floodplain? And there were like inquiries and serious things about it. But yeah.
Who was playing that year?
I don't
know. Do you know? Should I look it up? Hang on. Let me get it up. Okay. Three headliners. I'm going to say this straight away. This won't surprise anyone. All male. That's your first clue.
One Direction.
Was not One Direction. We're going for like indie, electro, cool kind of vibes.
Hot Chip.
Yes.
Was it?
Yeah. So on the Saturday night, Hot Chip were the headliners.
Okay.
So we're missing a Friday and a Sunday.
Chic?
No.
Lionel Richie.
Okay, you're thinking way too old.
Oh.
One of them is a band.
Metallica.
They're more current than Hot Chip.
Blossoms.
No. We saw them at a festival and you were walked
Razor
off
light.
And
Razor
you
light.
Went to watch the cricket instead.
Oh, Bastille.
Bastille was Friday. And then the final evening is a Radio X. That's the radio station that James works for. A Radio X classic.
Chris Moyles. Was it a Gallagher?
It was a Gallagher.
Was it Our Place with Liam?
No.
Oh, no. Noel Gallagher's High Flying Birds.
Correct. So they were the three headliners. Bastille, Hot Chip, Noel Gallagher.
That's a good festival.
High Flying Birds. And it wasn't really good.
I just want to say, it wasn't exclusively posh people who went to it.
No.
No. But, like, the field... Oop, echo. The field... Look at how mad it was.
Oh, no. Oh, it got really flooded out, didn't it?
Even if you drive a Defender, you're not getting out in that. And I would love a Defender to try and get out of it, but I know the car would just float.
Do you know what? It's a very good job.
Yeah.
I'm going to give that to you, as we are literally about to cross the threshold from Portmillion into the car park. Officially 24 minutes after we really should have.
Yeah.
But we've been very respectful. We were walking very slow.
Yeah.
Right, what a bloody lovely afternoon.
It was fun, wasn't it?
But you know what we really need to do?
Go home and finish and give our review.
More importantly...
What?
You've got some serious catching up to do.
We're back at our Airbnb, Shamai.
Shamai, I'm pretty sure is a South Wales thing.
Okay.
And it kind of means like, all right, all right.
Shemai's okay, not hello.
Well, it's kind of like, it is a greeting, but it's like, you're right.
It's like bonjour.
No, bonjour means like, good day.
Oh, okay.
It's quite formal. James has really shown his language skills.
I am crap. Okay, so what is the equivalent in North Wales?
Well, hello in Welsh is basically hello, but with one L. So, you know, they did make a bit of an effort. But it's like, so you would say, situti, heddiw, is how are you today?
Situti.
So, but I think the short answer, I can't remember. I'm not a Welsh speaker. And for those of you who are, please, I'm sorry, I'm trying. But I'm pretty sure it's like sit mai. It's similar.
Sitamai.
I think shumai is a South Wales thing, not a North Wales thing.
Do you want a drink?
I do. But more importantly, do you want a drink?
I do.
We're not going anywhere this evening, so you can finally get caught up. So, James.
Yes.
I've got a little shot of tequila for you. I thought you can't do a shot of port. That's not going to get you on the same level as me, because I was swigging that bad boy in that forest, in that dog cemetery. Like, I was living my best port life in the dog cemetery. So we need you to do a tequila to at least catch you up, okay?
Okay.
Right, let me, hang on. Let me get it out of my bag. One second. Right, here we go.
That's my tequila.
I know.
My posh one.
I bought it from home.
That's 100% agave.
You don't know what you're talking about.
It is, though.
Right, hang on.
Oh.
Here you go.
And we're back to do it all again. Should I go?
Yeah.
Delicious. Right. We're going straight from that. We've already had a ruby port.
Yes.
Oh. We've already had a ruby port. And now I'm going to give you a different kind of port. So,
please.
Ruby port is generally a bit sweeter.
Mm-hmm.
Now we're going to have our second kind of port, which is a tawny port.
Ooh.
Lighter in colour, aged a bit longer, probably in a barrel, and I prefer one. So I've gone for this Graham's 10-year tawny port.
Oh, lovely. And we did learn in Portugal, when we were on the in the little port shop, that ruby is what us Brits drink a lot of. But the Portuguese are more partial to a tawny. That's right, isn't it?
Yeah. So, right, tawny port there for you and
thanks.
One for me.
I was going to say, you haven't poured yourself one.
Don't worry about it.
Okay, let's have a little
cheers. These aren't particularly expensive ports, by the way. They're just nice. 10 years is all right.
Ooh.
It's nice, isn't it?
That's lovely, but it cuts through a bit different. Like, the one before was like a delicious, very strong ribena-y kind of taste.
It's a bit more nutty.
Oh, are you reading the bloody notes on
yes.
the back of it? I was going to say,
actually,
you cannot taste that.
I don't know how many percent it is. Show look how many percent it is in the bottle. 20% volume.
Whoa.
Yeah.
Whoa. How much was the other one? Is that standard?
I don't know. Hang on.
That was
20% as well.
Oh my God, no wonder I'm feeling a bit loopy.
It's a bit stronger than your average wine. Like,
I was just chugging that from the bottle.
Do be careful, because the alcohol content is higher, so you have to drink responsibly.
So the big question, James.
Yeah.
Did you have fun?
Yes. Now, I wish I'd done something a bit more there.
What do you mean?
Like ate
more port.
Experienced some more port million things.
Well, the problem was that because we got there later on, everything closed around half five.
Yes. But I did enjoy it.
Do you kind of get the feeling of we were there in the sunshine, so it is beautiful, but there's something a little bit eerie about it as well?
Yeah, no, I see that.
They've got cherubs like set on top of little columns in places. And, you know, in the sunshine, everything looks nice. But also at the same time, I genuinely think they could do a cracking horror film from there.
Even though I was there, I've just gone on Google Image to look at it. Something looks a bit like a bit Teletubby land.
Yeah, it just kind of doesn't feel a bit real. And I think what you said when we were there, that it felt like a themed theme park, like an Alton Towers kind of world, I think is spot on. That's exactly the vibes that I picked up on.
Alton Towers is supposed to be magical, and I think that's what they're going for.
Yeah, 100%. It did feel quite magical. It was like nowhere I've never been before, and that's completely what you want when you're visiting new places, don't you think?
Yeah. I mean, if like Tinky Winky walked out of a door while I was there, I probably wouldn't have thought anything of it.
No.
I was like, oh, do you know what? That's where Tinky Winky lives.
Yeah, fair dues. He's on his holidays. What was your favourite part?
My favourite part was actually the architecture.
Was it?
Yeah. Because, like, the guy, what's he called? I forgot his name again.
Clough.
Clough. Clough has clearly done his research. Well done. Probably on Wikipedia, but nevertheless, he's probably been and looked at places in Italy that he goes, you know what, that looks mint. And that was my favourite bit. What was your favourite part?
My favourite part has got to be the fact that we turned up at 4:30. We still had 2 full hours to explore and there were so few people there. So that would be my absolute top tip. Go a little bit later and just take it all in. Honestly, it felt like that there were so few people there. We probably saw like 10 people the whole time.
One thing that we did say at Port Merion that I have since looked up since we got back.
What?
The prisoner.
Yes.
So we said we would look at where it's available. You can get it on Amazon Prime.
You can also get it on YouTube.
I was going to say, but you can also get it for free on YouTube. Okay. You have to pay $1.69 an episode or something like that for Amazon.
You can tell that I went straight to the free place. Yeah.
I was like, someone's uploaded. ITC. The Prisoner, Episode 1, The Arrival.
Oh my God. It's so old school TV.
Anyway.
Right, turn that off. Turn it off. We're going to get a copyright strike and everything like that. What do you think needs improvement?
Bins. Just like nicer bins.
Like, yeah.
Because it's so beautiful. Seeing a big wheelie bin is not nice. I mean, there wasn't much litter there, so like swings and roundabouts on that front. But I didn't enjoy the bin experience.
Well, also, like in Wales, the bins are one of my favourite things ever, which sounds so bizarre, but it's because the Welsh word for like rubbish is my favourite Welsh word.
What's that?
Sbwriel.
Sbwriel.
Sbwriel, which means rubbish. So you can also use it in as an answer, like, how are you today? So, sitw ti heddiw, how are you today? You could say, sbwriel.
Sbwriel.
It's very dramatic. I love it. So they need to just put some sbwriel bins in, don't they?
Yeah.
It looked better than a brown wheelie bin.
It's very picky.
It is. Do you want to know what my improvement is?
I do.
Better signage for the dog cemetery.
Actually, yeah.
We were so lost at one point.
We did get super lost. The signs did not point in the right direction.
They did not.
They were having a laugh.
Fortunately, we kind of just kept walking until we found another sign.
Yeah.
And it was fine. It was fine.
I used my instinct.
Do you think it was worth the £15 ticket price? That's a long pause.
I know. Do you know what? Yes, because it is very, very beautiful and it's quite unique.
It is unique.
I think it's priced correctly. That's what I'm going to say.
Yeah, you don't feel like you're getting incredible value.
I don't feel like I'm having my pants pulled down.
No.
There's so much to do and wander around and see that it is worth it.
I agree. I think it's the price that they should charge. But I would suggest if you're going there, pack yourself a little picnic, some drinks, make a proper afternoon of it, but perhaps go like 2 o'clock. So you'll get there when it's busy, but then let everyone filter out and you can stay and do all your pictures and stuff like that at the end of the day when no one's there.
Or be more prepared and book the meal. Then it's really cheap.
Yeah, that's a really good shout.
One thing I forgot about.
What?
That could be better.
What?
The fountain. Like, I would ring Alan Titchmarsh and go, get me a big pump and we will change that fountain so it like projects right up in the air.
Right.
At the minute, it's pathetic.
It was a little bit pathetic.
They need like a big blaster. In the Trafford Centre, they've got this fountain towards the east side of it. It's brilliant. It shoots it up to the roof every 5 minutes. It used to be every 15 and they just shoot up a big jet of water.
Trafford Centre is a big shopping centre in Manchester, by the way.
It's brilliant. And they've got this enormous thing. It shoots up a couple of 100 metres, I think. It's absolutely spectacular.
Sorry. Like, yeah, I get it. But you are currently saying just go to the Trafford Centre instead of Port Merion.
No, I'm not. I'm saying that whoever designed the fountain for the Trafford Centre needs to go to North Wales and go, I've got you a gift.
Okay, fair enough, fair enough. So the final question that we always ask, have you thought about this?
Yeah.
What are you giving it out of 10, James?
I'm giving it a 6.5.
That's low.
It's not. It's above average.
That's low compared to everywhere else we've been.
Is it?
Well, yeah. Nothing else has gone... Nothing has dipped below a 7 before.
Oh.
Do you just hate... You hate the Welsh?
No, I don't.
This is a vendetta against the Welsh.
It's not.
Oh, my God. Right, this is an absolute disgrace. Right, I'm going to actually evacuate you from this country right now. I can't believe you've just given us a 7.
I'm getting extradited.
Oh, my God.
What are you rating it?
Well, I was going to give it a 7.3.
Well, then, what is the average?
Oh, my God. Not even your quick maths can work that one out.
6.5 plus 7.3. Average is 6.9.
Oh, bless it. It is 0.1. Point between up at the O2. Which
oh, is it?
Puts it into fifth and final place.
69%.
Can you please tell me why? I feel like the Welsh people need to know.
No, I mean, maybe it's because of the time we went, but I think that we could maybe have done more there. I would have liked to have seen more or explored more. Maybe I should have stayed at the hotel. Maybe I should have ate there. Maybe I should have been and spent more in the shop than buying 2 plastic glasses.
I mean,
maybe
they are very good.
They are very good quality glasses. We've got them here.
In fact, why aren't we drinking out of those right now?
I did enjoy it. That's still a good score.
No. I kind of get it. I mean, I gave it a 7.3, which for me, I think that is... No, I gave up at the O2 a 7. So it is. I did rate
it's higher in your rating
that.
And lower in mine.
Yeah, exactly. Okay, so it ends with a 6.9 out of 10.
Good
but
score.
I should say, it was bloody great. I would absolutely recommend it. I think you would too.
Oh my God, yeah. If you're in North Wales, go to Port Mary on.
Yeah, just make a proper afternoon out of it and you'll have a bloody lovely time. Well, thank you so much for listening to our first podcast outside of London.
Yes, our
That's
first,
nice.
First one.
I really hope this is the start of, like, I'm... Honestly, so excited to think of doing this podcast in different countries.
I know. Imagine that. That'd be so lovely.
It'd be so good.
And also, thank you to everyone who's left us a review because we have read every single one of them.
Mm-hmm.
Please go and do them. A couple of them are like complimentary, but in a kind of like fab podcast. Chelsea is lovely. James brings the level down with with dick and poo jokes. So you mean
some are complimentary, some are highly factual.
Looking forward to the next episode. That's nice. It's still got 5 stars.
Oh, that's nice.
I mean,
thank you.
I love that. So thank you to everyone. We have read every single review so far.
In fact, there was one that really made me chuckle.
You just
spelt it, James. This is not our place. Quick, do a mop up. Jesus Christ, right. Whilst he's struggling, I'll find the one that made me laugh.
Bollocks.
This wasn't really made me laugh. I only listened to this as a Chris Moyles show fan and didn't have high expectations. But,
yeah, that's a good one.
But this is great.
It has made a huge difference.
Biggest difference, so please keep doing it. I do believe it's only on Apple Podcasts. I've had a few people ask, what?
You can leave it other places. We said this in the last podcast.
No, but you... Right. The main places that people listen, we've seen the stats, are Apple Podcasts and Spotify, and you can't leave a review on Spotify.
Right, okay.
So for the main part, you can't. But do have a look if you're not on Spotify, because you probably can in some way. Oh my God, I've just dipped my hair in my pot. Oh, shit.
Well, then it's time to go.
I think it really is. All right, last cheers. Thank you so much for listening. We cannot wait
Please
to have
review.
You in the next episode.
See you then.
Bye.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. HelloFresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.